healing meditation. In your four-step meditation, with the last step being there is no step four, you've learned now to allow God's healing energy to enter your body. You have learned totally how to receive spiritual gifts. And you've also learned to see, hear, and talk to God and your angels. What I want to teach you now starts out much the same, as you will allow God's energy to enter your body, but we'll also go into more detail because we would like for God's energy now to heal our mental, emotional, spiritual, and even physical problems by just simply eliminating the darkness in a specific area of our body. As well as, I'll now show you how to clear all 10 dimensions, making it now possible for your healing to come to you directly from God in heaven, or the 10th dimension. And do understand, God has the ability to be in all 10 dimensions at the same time, and so do you. And for miraculous spiritual healing to occur, all 10 dimensions have to be clear of all darkness. Step 1, using your spiritual gifts. I can't now express to you just how important it is to be able to receive and use your spiritual gifts. To be able to receive spiritual gifts from God is the most important step to being able to heal yourself and others. The first step in healing is to be able to get rid of the demons that's attacking your physical and spiritual body. Now, before you start your healing process, find a very comfortable, quiet place to sit. Don't lie down because you probably will fall asleep. Once you're comfortable now and relaxed, close your eyes. I want you to relax your body and just get real comfortable. Great. I want you to just shut off your brain by not thinking about anything. If you're an overthinker, just keep telling yourself there's no place that I need to be right now except just right where I am. Once you shut down your brain, I want you to visualize soft white feathers surrounding your entire body. Once you're surrounded by all these white fluffy feathers, you'll feel all the tension in your physical body leave as it's now being absorbed by the feathers. Just release all your tension, all your stress, and allow it to flow out of you into the feathers. Great. You're becoming now as light and as comfortable as the feathers you're surrounded by. Perfect. You're doing great. Now tilt your head back just a little bit so that your face is pointed upward, but not so far back to hurt your neck. With the same imagination you used to visualize the feathers, think of a beautiful ocean. See the beautiful blue ocean with waves coming onto the pristine white sandy beach. Now see yourself standing on the beach with the sand between your toes. Go ahead, you can feel the sand and the warmth of the sand between your toes and on your feet. Look up and see a beautiful blue sky with white fluffy clouds floating past. Now just relax for a moment and enjoy the ocean, the waves, the blue sky, and the beautiful beach. Now, change the beautiful blue sky to a pure, beautiful, golden sky. Now imagine the bright golden sky opening up, and you can see a beam of golden light shining through the sky. Imagine this bright golden light shining down through the sky and surrounding your whole body, removing all the stress now that you've built up in your whole body. Let it surround your head, neck, shoulders, chest, stomach, groin, legs, and feet. Great. As this bright golden light is surrounding your whole body, just relax and let it remove all the stress. Now allow the same beam of golden light to enter in to your body through the top of your head, allowing the beam of light to go through your head, your neck, filling up your chest, your stomach, your groin, your legs, your feet, and filling yourself all the way up with this golden light, starting with your feet. See yourself filling up, much like a bathtub filling up, until you're full of just this bright gold energy light. Great. You'll feel a little warmer now. Allow this penetrating golden healing light to penetrate into all of your muscles, your cells, your bones, your joints, every body organ, every cell in your body. See it full of golden light. Great. Once this is done, look back up at that bright beam of light shining through the sky. And imagine yourself now just floating up through the beam of light up into the sky, passing through the clouds and entering into the light. Now that you're in the light, look down and imagine yourself standing on the golden floor. Now look around and you'll see you're standing in a room on a golden floor with golden walls. Now using your spiritual eyes, envision yourself standing in front of your physical body. You're looking at yourself. Now, while looking at yourself, you may scan yourself from head to toe, looking to see if you see any dark energies around your physical body or in your physical body. You may notice you'll see a darkness around the part of your body that you've had a mental, emotional, or physical illness in. Many times as you look into this darkness, you'll see what looks to be a little snake or a serpent. Sometimes it can be a large snake or a serpent. It could be wrapped around your head. It could be wrapped around your brain or around your heart, your throat, almost any part of your body. Usually a snake entity means illness when you see them in your physical body. Now, if you don't see some sort of dark energy within your body, this means you're probably overthinking it. Remember, don't think. Allow yourself to see, and you'll actually spiritually see everything in your body. Demons can come in many shapes and sizes. So remember, whatever demon you see is probably the dark energy or demon causing this physical, mental, or emotional illness. When you see the dark energy or demon, remember, take your physical hand and touch your chest with it. Take out your spiritual gift from your chest of a golden staff. Envision the staff as a golden staff in the spiritual dimension. Take the staff and touch it to the area where you see the dark energy or demon. You'll notice the demon and dark energy will just simply explode in light. This will leave you feeling very warm and tingly. Don't be startled. Anytime you feel heat, any heat sensation is your healing energy rushing back into your body. And remember, this is the energy you should be feeling all the time. This is already what's due to you. Now, with a mental illness, you'll probably touch the staff to your head because most mental illnesses come from your head. An emotional illness usually comes from your stomach, so you would simply touch the staff to your stomach. When you do this, you'll feel this beautiful warmth when you do this, this unbelievably there. You'll be really surprised that it really works. With physical illnesses, you simply touch the body part that has the problem. Now, once you've touched the body part that was either mentally, emotionally, or physically ill or sick, it's time to fill up your body and fill up the body part with God's healing golden energy, illuminating all the darkness within you. And remember, where there's light, darkness can't exist. Step 2, filling your physical/spiritual body with God's energy. Remember, your God cord is the invisible cord of energy that flows from heaven through all of the spiritual dimensions and, of course, connects to the top of your head in the physical dimension. It connects your spiritual body that's within the physical body to heaven. It's very important to have God energy flowing from heaven to your physical body and your spiritual body at all times for the healing process to take place. Having God energy in your body will keep all the darkness out so you can heal and prevent any physical, mental, or emotional illnesses. Now, the first thing you must do is locate your God cord. You'll do this by simply using your imagination muscle or your third eye. At this moment, you're in a golden room. Now, while in this golden room, look up and imagine a golden ceiling turning into a beautiful blue sky. Now, once you see the blue sky, imagine the blue sky turns gold. Once the sky turns gold, imagine a beam of golden light energy coming down from the sky, connecting once again into the top of your head. That stream of gold energy is your God cord. Now that your God cord is connected to your head, just imagine gold energy flowing from the sky down your God cord and around your body and into your head. You may now feel physical warmth. Most people do, on the top of your head. You must allow this energy to flow now into your body through the top of your head all the way down to your feet. Very good. You may feel your feet warm. Most people are a little more sensitive with their feet. They're able to feel their tingles in their feet as energy hits their feet. There you go. See the golden energy filling up through your feet, your legs, your groin, your stomach, your chest, your arms, all the way up through your head. Very good. See every cell in your body, every cell in your body filling up with beautiful golden God energy. All of your organs, your bones, your muscle tissue, every part of you is now full of God's beautiful golden light and healing energy. If you use your spiritual eyes and look at your body, you'll see dark energies leaving your body. You may see angels around bagging the dark energy up as it leaves your body, taking it away. Envision this sick body part glowing now with God energy as it's full of His healing, beautiful golden light energy. There can only be dark or light within your body. And now you're replacing all the darkness with God's light. While this God energy or golden energy is flowing into you, just relax and allow the energy to do its healing work. Remember, don't try to control it, just allow. The more you relax and the more you allow, the more the energy goes into your body. You'll know when the inside of your body is clear of all darkness by the bright, glowing energy inside of you. You'll be able to see this with your spiritual eyes, and you'll feel the physical sensations of heat and a feeling of lightness as light as a feather inside your body. The next step now in your healing process is to clear the spiritual dimensions, getting rid of all the demons and dark energies that attack your higher selves in the higher dimensions, causing the illness within you. The first dimension, the earth dimension, or I like to call it the physical dimension where we live. Now, first of all, I want you to just relax. Envision yourself standing on a beach underneath a golden sky, and envision God energy flowing into your spiritual body. Now change the vision of the beach into the earth. Now envision yourself really big and you're standing on top of the earth. When you can imagine or see yourself standing on the earth, look up and see the God energy flowing from the golden sky down through your God cord into your spiritual body. You'll feel it in your physical body. See, you're starting to get a little warm on the top of your head. You may feel warmth all the way down to your feet. This will just light you up like a light bulb from the inside out. Now envision this beautiful golden energy flowing out of you and all around the earth. encompassing the whole earth. This energy is clearing all the darkness from around the earth and from all of your higher selves in the first dimension. Now look up and you'll see the golden sky. The golden sky is what separates the first dimension, or earth dimension, from the second dimension, or buffer dimension. Now envision the earth surrounded by all the gold energy that just flowed out of you, all the way up to the sky. Just envision this dimension filling up with golden energy, just like water filling up in a bathtub. There you go. Now it's full. Great. Once the energy reaches the golden sky, envision yourself floating up through the golden sky. Once you go through the sky, envision yourself standing on top of the sky. And you are now in the second dimension, the buffer or golden dimension, as I like to call it. Now you'll do the same process again, allowing the gold energy down your God cord. All the gold energy flowing out of you. Allow your gold energy to fill up this dimension, filling it up all the way up to the sky, just like a big bathtub again. But this time, when you look at the sky will be dark. And in this dimension, you'll see your higher selves, maybe for the first time. They'll look just like you physically, but they may look a little beat up, or a lot beat up, like they've been in a horrible fight. Just envision or imagine your God energy, all the gold energy flowing all around them, and you'll notice they'll start to go back together. You may see higher selves with their heads on backwards. You may see some of your higher selves missing arms or legs, and you'll see things flying back to them, and they'll become whole again. When this happens in the second dimension, you'll notice in the physical dimension, you'll start to feel better. In this dimension, you may see angels, you may see God, and you may see demons flying around. There's nothing at all to fear. Always know God is there, and your God energy will protect you. So if anything dark comes around you at all, just know it'll be annihilated from the gold energy coming from you. Your God energy or your spiritual gifts, such as a sword, will not have any effect on your angels. So don't be worried about whacking an angel with your sword. They'll just laugh because, see, they're beings of light. They'll just get tickled from it. Not a big deal. But when you touch a demon with one of your spiritual gifts, they'll explode in light. Once you see God energy flowing into this dimension, look up at the dark sky. When the gold energy then reaches the dark sky, it will turn gold as well. Then envision yourself floating through the sky and then standing up on top of the sky, as you're now in the third dimension. The third dimension is called the invisible dimension, and the reason is because you can't see it. You'll continue this process with each dimension until you reach heaven. Now, the third dimension is called the invisible dimension. The reason this is called the invisible dimension is because the demons and dark energies, aliens, in this dimension are able to be invisible. Once you're standing on the golden sky, ask God for the spiritual gift to be able to see in this dimension. You'll see a golden box, and within the box, you'll see a set of eyes. You open the golden box, and you take the eyes and you put them in your eye sockets. When you do this, you'll notice your eyes will feel very warm, and then you'll be able to see in the third dimension. You may see all kinds of crazy things. Sometimes it looks like a haunted jungle. Sometimes you may see dragons. Sometimes you may see demons. It looks a little crazy. You may see little bubble-headed aliens, and you'll think, no, this can't be happening. This is really my imagination gone wild. I assure you, this is exactly what's there. Now, just like before, allow God's golden energy in and allow it to just come down through you, filling you up and then filling the entire dimension. See the third dimension filling up from gold light that's going through you. There you go. See how you feel really warm now. As you clear this dimension, it's pretty interesting. A lot of times, you'll notice your sinus cavity opens. There you go. See how you can breathe easier? I felt that. We are all empathic. We're all one. Even when I'm doing this, I'll feel what's happening with you. This is the first dimension where they usually just block you, where no light comes through. Many times after I clear this dimension with people, they have miraculous healings. Things just get better. Many times when I show people how to clear this dimension, their physical ailments will just get better. Once the third dimension is full of gold energy, look up and you'll see the dark sky. Allow, once again, the gold energy to turn the dark sky to gold. There you go. Now envision yourself floating through the sky to the fourth dimension, where the dark planet aliens exist. But just before you go through the sky, ask God for the spiritual gift of a cloak so they can't see you. The fourth dimension, the dark planet aliens. Now that you're standing on top of the sky, allow your golden energy to fill this dimension very quickly, all the way to the sky, one motion. There you go. As quick as you can think it, or as quick as you can imagine it, you'll find it happens. The dark being aliens in this dimension don't want anyone on Earth to become enlightened. So this is their full-time job, keeping this dimension totally darkened down so that no one on Earth becomes enlightened. In this dimension, you may see spaceships that look like submarines or round saucer-like spaceships, and it will truly look like something out of a science fiction movie, but it is real. This is the fourth dimension. You may see all kinds of things, bubble-headed aliens, little lizard-looking aliens that are what people call reptilians, or tall, skinny ones, or many more. These aliens in this dimension do not want us to become enlightened. Remember that. And they're not your friend. Allow your God energy to flow into and around everything you see. You may even see some of your higher selves in this dimension that are tied up or captured. Interestingly enough, you'll see an explosion of light, and then you'll feel better. All of the aliens in this dimension, as you project light into this dimension, since they are not God beings, will just explode. As soon as you clear the fourth dimension, you may notice a quietness within your head. This is a quietness that you've never heard before, where the silence is very quiet. Some of you may also have experienced muscle twitches. When you clear this dimension, you'll notice that your muscle twitches go away. Remember, there's always a spiritual war going on. And these aliens are not on our side. So continue to allow your gold energy to clear this dimension, filling it up with God's gold light until everything is totally, totally clear. All of the projections and all the dark energies in this dimension are gone. Once you've cleared this dimension, imagine yourself floating through all the gold energy and floating through the gold sky. So you're standing on top of the sky. You're now in the fifth dimension, or I like to call it the light planet aliens. Just like there's always good guys and bad guys, there's bad aliens and there's good. The fifth dimension are the good guy aliens. These aliens are God beings, full of God light, and they want everyone on Earth to become enlightened. Allow God's energy to flow into this dimension just like all the others. The God energy does not hurt these aliens because they already have God energy or light inside of them. You may see aliens greeting you and saying good things to you and thanking you because when you project God light into this dimension, it feels good for them and they appreciate it. Once you're in this dimension, look down and you'll see yourself standing on a silver platform. Walk forward, and you'll be greeted by Ganesh. He looks like a little elephant man. He has big ears, forearms, and feet that look like arms. He's the Hindu god. You may have seen pictures of him or statues of him before. I don't want to say Ganesh is an alien, but I don't want to say He's not. He usually has a gift for everyone who enters this dimension. In the Hindu religion, he's known as the remover of obstacles. He may give you a staff, or he may give you a harp, or he may give you some other gift or golden heart. Everyone's gift may be different. Many times you'll see God, the angels, Mother Mary, Buddha, Christ, and a lot of other heavenly hierarchy in this dimension. You may spend as much time in this dimension as you would like, talking to the beings in this dimension. But always remember, listen to God's voice, and you will not be tricked. And when you're done, envision your God energy touching the sky above, and then envision yourself floating through the sky into the sixth dimension. The sixth dimension is the demon dimension. It's very important that you clear this dimension very fast. Envision gold light coming down, filling you up, and just filling this dimension, getting rid of any dark energies that you may see. You may even see a darkness that surrounds the entire planet. You may see it burning off as a sleeve of darkness, and everything will then turn very, very gold. You may see demons with ugly faces. You may see demons with dark eyes. You may see demons with red eyes. Whatever you see in this dimension, see it blowing up with light as it fills up. Once you fill this dimension with gold energy, look up and you'll see the dark sky turning gold. As you clear this dimension, you're going to feel really warm. It's very important you clear everything in this dimension and fill it up with brilliant gold light. By now, you should be starting to feel really light and really warm, and should be feeling a little different feeling in your head or heart. Now float up through the sky to the seventh dimension, the negative projection dimension. And that's exactly what it is. This is a dimension where other people's negative thought forms attack you. Your higher selves try to protect you, and they take the brunt of all the negative projections from other people who have jealous thoughts or negative energies. Using your cloak that God gave you earlier, imagine yourself stepping into this dimension wearing your cloak. You may walk around. You may see some of your higher selves hanging. You may see someone that you know choking one of your higher selves. You may see someone beating one of your higher selves up with a bat. You may see almost anything you could even imagine. And as you walk by, remember, these other projections won't be able to see you, but you'll be able to see them. So it's good to know who's beating you up. Okay, just envision your God energy filling this dimension up, engulfing everything in this dimension. Allow your golden God energy to fill up this dimension all the way up to the sky. Once you've filled this dimension with God's golden energy, envision all of your higher selves with a golden force field around them. This protects them. Now you must clear everyone's negative thought projections out of this dimension. Clear the thought projections by envisioning a gold sky. Envision the golden sky falling slowly down to the ground. Envision the sky as it falls being a sticky golden energy. Now, what this golden energy is doing is taking away all the negative thought projections from all of your higher selves. Now envision the sticky golden energy rolling up into a ball and just disappearing. Allow the sky to fall 3 or 4 times, and this will clear all the negative thought projections from other people. Once you allow the golden sky to fall down, clearing all the negative projections from your higher selves, you must then allow your God golden energy to fill up this dimension once again, all the way up to the golden sky. When this is done, and this feels really good now, envision yourself floating through the golden sky into the eighth dimension, or the positive projection dimension. This is where people's positive thoughts affect you. In the eighth dimension, you do not project gold energy, but you project blue energy. Imagine indigo blue, a very beautiful, deep, dark indigo blue energy, just filling this dimension, going through you, and now filling this dimension. See, you feel really warm now. It's a different energy. This is clearing away anything negative that may be blocking the positive feelings of love, happiness, and joy that all of these higher selves in this dimension should be feeling. When these higher selves feel love, joy, and happiness, you'll also feel the same feelings in your physical body. So allow this blue energy to engulf and fill this entire dimension. You may see walls that you'll see tumbling down. You may see walls surrounding some of your higher selves. See the walls come tumbling down and just be annihilated, and you'll see them just disappear out of this dimension. When you see walls in this dimension, these walls are the walls that you've built around yourself, or that other people, usually close loved ones, have built around you. You don't want any walls in this dimension. You want to be able to feel every positive projection of love, joy, and happiness that anyone's projecting to you for all your good deeds. See, now you feel really warm. Once you're done, envision yourself floating through up to the golden sky, and now you're in the ninth dimension, the bridge to heaven. And now you'll receive your keys to heaven. This may be to your surprise. You already have them. You were born with them. You just need someone to show you where they're located and how to access them. So ask God to release your keys to heaven. Once you ask him, you may feel a real warm sensation in your chest. In the spiritual dimension, just put your hand to your chest and the keys will automatically appear in your hand. You'll see two golden keys on a necklace, one smaller than the other. Now that you have the keys, you'll notice that there's a golden door moving closer toward you. Walk closer to the door. Now, you might be really small, and you may see a giant door. Make yourself the appropriate size so that you may put the key in the keyhole of the door. There you go. As you insert the key inside of the keyhole, then turn it to the right, you'll notice the door is starting to beam golden beams of light, and you'll feel very, very warm on the front part of your body. This is because the door is blowing out any remaining dark energies, so you may enter the bridge to heaven. As the door continues to open, you'll feel a beaming, warm, bright light that's very white. There you go. Now take your step onto the bridge to heaven, and don't be afraid. Have no fear. Know that God is with you. Make sure you close the door behind you and place the keys on your neck for safekeeping. Now you'll see a bridge that looks a lot like the Golden Gate Bridge. You'll see a swinging bridge. Keep walking up the bridge. As you get to the top of the bridge, you'll look ahead and you'll see a beautiful golden city. You may see a castle in the distance. That's God's castle. You may see angels flying around. There'll be a bright golden energy shining from the city, and you may hear heaven's choir singing. Continue on the bridge. Continue walking on the bridge. You'll feel warmer and warmer as you go. Now in the distance, you'll see another door, a beautiful golden door, just like the other one. Now as you walk up to the door, you'll be standing in front of another beautiful golden door. This is the door to the 10th dimension, or the door to heaven. To enter heaven, you must use your keys to heaven that are located on the golden necklace around your neck. Remove the necklace and use the larger of the two keys to unlock this door. Place the key in the keyhole and turn it to the right. You'll have rays of energy and golden light shining through the cracks underneath and beside the door as you begin to open it. When the door opens, you'll be engulfed with heaven's golden rays of light energy. This energy will remove any darkness you still may have remaining in your spiritual body. Once this energy engulfs you, you must take another step, entering into heaven, closing the door behind you, and placing the key back around your neck. Once you close the door behind you, you'll be standing in heaven. You'll now be greeted by angels. They'll wrap you with a golden drape. And then they'll bring you to see God. The angels will now lead you down a golden path through the most beautiful gardens you've ever seen. You'll see roses, trees, many flowers, all of them with a golden hue. You're able to feel the flowers. You're able to feel the trees. It's as if you're a part of everything. You'll now pass along a huge pool that runs through the center of heaven. If you look into the pool, you may see dolphins. They appear white. Some of them may appear gold. You may ask if you can go swimming in the pool. Just jump in. This is a great experience. There you go. You'll feel the water as it goes over your head. Don't worry. You won't drown. Many times your angel will wash all of any dark energy left in your body out before entering. You may see yourself come up out of the pool and being wrapped in beautiful white linens as you continue your journey down the path. You may see angels walking along in multitudes with other people, guiding them and showing them around heaven. You may see heavenly hierarchy. You may see beautiful houses and mansions, all made of gold. The angels then will guide you up the stairs and through the front door of this huge castle. You'll now turn right and walk down this long marble hallway, as you now will come to a very tall door. It looks to be about 20 or 30 feet tall, made of pure silver. As the angels now bring you through the door, directly ahead of you will be a bright, brilliant light. And if you look, you'll notice it's God's throne. The angels will now take you to the foot of the stairs leading up to the throne. And at this point, the angels will back away. Then you will see God come down the stairs to meet you. You'll be now face to face with God Himself. He'll now look to see if there's any dark energies within your spiritual body, causing illness to your physical body. If there is, this is where God will get rid of the negative energies, causing the physical illness. He will place His hand on your head, taking the demon or dark energy out of you. You'll notice you'll get really, really warm now, as you may see your dark energy explode in light. As God gets rid of the negative energy, He'll fill your physical and spiritual body full of His green healing energy. It's a very light fluorescent green. Once He's healed your physical and spiritual body full of this green healing energy, you should tell Him thank you. Your healing is now complete. Now it's up to you to keep the demons and dark energies away and out of your physical and spiritual body by clearing your spiritual dimensions and returning to heaven daily, so your illness in the physical dimension can also go away. When God has finished healing you, the angels will come now to guide you back into the gardens of heaven, where you can hang out for as long as you want with the angels, or maybe even a loved one that has passed away. Many times they'll meet you in the Garden of Eden. They'll walk up to you, want to talk, hug you. They may want to tell you they love you. And you may notice they look really young and really happy. When you're finished talking to your loved ones and the angels, walk back through the path in the garden to your big golden door. Take the key from around your neck. Put it in the door. Tell the angels thank you. Tell God thank you. Walk through the golden door. Shut it behind you. Onto the bridge to heaven. And walk back across the bridge to earth. Very good. You'll see the big golden door on this side. Put your key in the door. Open the door. Close the door. Lock it behind you. Put the key back around your neck. Open your eyes. As you notice, the room looks very, very gold. There's a golden hue now in the room you're sitting in physically. As you look around the room, you won't believe your eyes, as everything is very, very golden. Every time you go to heaven, when you come back, you'll notice everything has a golden hue. This is because you brought a little bit of heaven's energy back with you. It's inside you now. This completes the healing meditation. Now please stop the CD and continue reading the next part of the book.